Each side lost anywhere from 30 to 70 killed and up to 100 wounded. The Tories had another 200 captured. After the battle, Moore and 30 others make it to Cornwallis in South Carolina. The general, furious Moore, defied his orders to delay gathering forces, nearly court-martials him.
A Patriot militia captain reports he was captured there a year later, tried and convicted as a spy, and hung.
Loyalist forces never reform in this region. Had these 1,300 men been at the Battle of Kings Mountain in South Carolina 4 months later, that might have been a British victory, and in turn, Cornwallis might have had the numbers necessary to win his 1781 campaign through North Carolina.